So I want to welcome everybody back from their sukkahs, Dennis Manon, the break. Hope everybody had a nice yaptif. Looking forward to a wonderful winter ahead of us now. There's actually minig yisrael, some people, the nusach, they say it after when you say goodbye to somebody, motzi sukkahs, the nusach, they say a guten winter. In Yiddish, it's to say guten winter. So now cry for a guten winter. Shemzach could have a good winter's month. Somebody just pointed out to me, I probably should do the halachas of Masha Baruch Amor Goshem, it's a little bit late, but it's because I did not prepare them, I want to do that tomorrow, Bez Hashem. I did prepare, I want to start doing some of the halachas of tzitzis. It's a point which is, everybody knows you have to wear tzitzis, but just the halachas you need to know about hilchos tzitzis. So just today, just give introduction to the two hilchos tzitzis. It's one of the seven mitzvahs which Chazal say in regards to this mitzvah, that this mitzvah is equivalent to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It says in regards to Shabbos, all the mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs that it says it's equivalent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Very important mitzvah, apparently. It's such an important mitzvah that it can carry the weight of the Taryag mitzvahs on it. Chazal say a person who fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis is Zaycha V'roi Panei Shkina. Izaicha, so therefore the word of tzitz is to see. One of the words, translation of the word tzitz is to see, to be able to see. Izaicha to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person wants Izaicha to be Izaicha to Elam Habot to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to do that. The halacha is a person only tries to wear, only tries to put tzitz on a baguette if he's wearing a baguette which has four corners. The Torah does not require him to wear a baguette of four corners. So he's only chayav mitzvah if he is wearing a bag out of four corners. So Mr. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Chaf Daled, even though that's so, but it's toy v'nochon, and it's proper that a person should get for himself a bag out of four corners and put tzitzis on. The Gemara Menachah says that even though there's no punishment for not wearing tzitzis, because as long as I didn't wear a bag out of four corners, I don't have to wear tzitzis. But this is one of the few mitzvahs where a person has an opportunity to choose to do the mitzvah. You can choose to wear a baguette of four corners and you'll have the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, how could you not want to acquire for yourself such a wonderful mitzvah? And therefore, in a time when there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the world, he will punish a person for choosing not to wear tzitzis. Not to wear a baguette of four corners and therefore have to wear tzitzis. Because you have chosen and not opted the opportunity to do a mitzvah for once, to show your love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you did not show that. You do not have to do that. You show me that this is not important to you. So, sometimes a person doesn't hear me. He's given an opportunity. He says, I'm uninterested. So a person is punished at the time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing his anger to the world. A person is punished for not choosing to wear a four-cornered baguette and therefore have a mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Ben Yonah's lashon is, Anoshi Anesh Asher Lechomad B'Lavavai Yoifi HaMitzvah V'Sfara. He will be punished the fact that he did not desire in his heart to want to do such a beautiful mitzvah. So it is a mitzvah which is equivalent to all of the Torah. It is a mitzvah which we should choose to do. But the Torah, at the same time, left it up to us to make that choice. Different than any other mitzvah, we have to do that. You can't choose yes or no. It's on you must wear tefillin. Tzitzis, you can choose. You can make that decision. You can use tzitzis as a way to show how much you love and care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good morning.